From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a Russian airliner carrying more than 200 passengers crashed in the Sinai on Saturday. All 224 people on board the aircraft, including 25 children, were killed. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the chartered plane went down less than half an hour after leaving the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh on its way to St. Petersburg.
The Airbus 321, belonging to the Russian carrier Kogalymavia Air, known as Metrojet, had lifted off from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh and reached cruising altitude on its course for St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city, when it disappeared from radar. Al Arabiya TV reported there were no survivors and said the Russian plane broke into pieces when it crashed. Witnesses told Egypt's On TV that the rear half of the jet's fuselage caught fire on impact and burned. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says President Obama's decision to send special operations forces to northern Syria is focused only on fighting the Islamic State. Speaking at a news conference in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Kerry said sending the 50 commandos to northern Syria to work with rebels there is not part of a larger U.S. involvement in the Syrian civil war.
And President Obama has made a very straightforward and simple decision, entirely in keeping with his originally stated policy that we must defeat and destroy Daesh.
Kerry's visit to Kyrgyzstan was the first stop of a long-planned Central Asian tour that will also take him to Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. This is VOA News.